The North Leeward Carnival was judged the best rural carnival for 2025. And President of the North Leeward Sports and Cultural Organization, Elron Lewis, said this year's program of activities will be even bigger and better. Mr. Lewis said their 2026 carnival program has already been launched and activities have been progressing very well thus far.
When it comes to carnival in North Leeward, it's always a vibe. People always come out and support the activities. That is one thing about North Leeward. And we always have clean fun in North Leeward. And same this year so far, we had the luncheon, and the luncheon was excellent. We had a night of culture while we had the luncheon, you know, because North Leeward is a place full of culture. So we had a night of culture where we had some cultural performance, you know, steel band, boom drum, and so on and so forth. Over the weekend, we had our kiddies carnival. Other than the national carnival, it's the best kiddies carnival in St. Vincent, where kids can come and purchase the t-shirt. So we had a t-shirt band for the kids with a truck on the road and all that. So kids purchased the t-shirt, these t-shirts, and they purchased. We had an individual from North Leeward who's a part of the organization who make and design masks. So we had our masks or costume section. So it was excellent.
Mr. Lewis said the next event on the program will be the North Leeward Soca Monarch competition, slated for this Saturday, June 6th. He said 21 finalists will be vying for the coveted title of North Leeward Soca Monarch, and rehearsals are set to begin this evening.
This year, we are back in Pitted Budel. Pitted Budel is the home of carnival in North Leeward. Pitted Budel at the hard court, so that is the venue for the carnival. The whole place has been buzzing, so we're expecting a great turnout this Saturday at the Pitted Budel hard court. We have 20 artists coming up against the defending champion, Andrew Mann. We have artists like Jace Bullock, Gio, Kelly J. We have a lot of excited artists. So we're expecting a packed turnout. We're expecting a very, very good show. We already start preparations. We have the artist rehearsals because we want to make the thing a good something for people to watch and come and enjoy. So we have actually a rehearsal that we're between. So the artists would journey down to the venue for 6 p.m. and we would have a meeting, a discussion. You know, the organizers, myself and the others would explain to them what we are looking forward from them for Saturday because we want to make it a professional experience as close as possible.
Mr. Lewis encouraged residents from communities throughout the country to support Saturday's event, which would be staged at the Pitted Budel Hard Court, commencing at 10 p.m.
We know it was Soca Monarch, we call it the Rural Soca Clash 2.0, because we had the first one last year, right? So this is 2.0, and we're encouraging the whole of North Leeward and communities close to North Leeward to come out on Saturday at the Pitted Budel Hard Court. Carnival actually returns back to Pitted Budel, our home to Pitted Budel. If you know about North Leeward, you know Pitted Budel is where we normally used to have our Queen Show and all our activities by the hard court. So carnival is actually going home, right? So I'm encouraging everybody to come out to Pitted Budel. We have a grand time. Expect a brilliant show. We have a lot of tap parties. As I indicated before, some heavy hitters, Kelly J, Gio, Jace, and we have some young and upcoming artists. So look out for an exciting show. Just to add, for those in the diaspora who can't make it down on Saturday, the show will be streamed live on PC3. So you can look out for that also.
President of the North Leeward Sports and Cultural Organization, Elron Lewis. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Carnival Update. It's